Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KGMZ-FM and HD1 and KGMZ San Francisco, 95.7 The Game. Live from the DGDG.com studios on the corner of Broadway and Battery, this is the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, Damon Bruce.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to you, and all I can say is thank you. Thank you to the Golden State Warriors, thank you to the city of Oakland, and thank you to all of you who waved at us when we waved at you during that parade. It was amazing. Miles of smiles is the best way to describe what we got to see in that parade route today. It was really, really special. A great day for our station, a great day for our listeners, and I hope that you have enjoyed this so far. We're going to try to bring you all the sights and sounds of this parade that you might have missed. Joe Lacob, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, who said, you know, a parade, it's not just a parade, it's a mood.
It's a mood. It's definitely a mood, for sure.
It's definitely a mood. Definitely a mood, for sure, and the mood that everyone had was just great. Jordan Bell, he decided to replace his mood with drunk.
And you came prepared. Are we still expecting more champagne baths going
on
here?
I'm on Hennessy now. I don't know what champagne is. I'm on
Love that. Sound courtesy of NBC Bay Area. Obviously, people here are having a good time.
Swag Champ is here.
Oh, yeah, certainly was. And today he got to ride around with his man, JaVale McGee. And it's amazing how they're telling different stories about them now.
My man, McGee, they hated us. Yes.
That's so good.
They hated us. Shacked in a fool. Swaggy P. I mean, what did he say in the locker room the other night? I went from getting snitched on to putting a ring on, and now this.
My man, McGee, they hated us. Yes.
I got to be honest with you.
I love him.
I don't know if we need Nick around next season for anything but the parade.
Seriously.
Like, he didn't do much in the regular season. He did hit a big shot in the playoffs. He did. God bless him. I don't know if he's going to be back here next year, but we'll never forget his 1 year here if this indeed is his last. I love this.
My man, McGee, they hated us. Yes.
Between that and Jordan Bell.
And you came prepared. Are we still expecting more champagne baths going
on
here?
Hennessy now. I don't know what champagne is. I'm on
People were feeling it. Klay Thompson, he talked about the chemistry that this team just rode the wave of all year long.
I mean, I think all of us just enjoy playing the game, and no one ever complains. That's the beauty of it. Guys will not play a whole series and then come out the next series and make a huge impact. I mean, you know, look at guys like JaVale. I mean, Quinn Cook, we had almost the whole team hurt. He came in, Kevon Looney, this man, you know, barely had any playoff experience. He's blocking people at the rim. I can go down the list. So it wasn't just us four. It was everyone behind us as well who had huge contributions throughout the whole year.
Huge contributions throughout the whole year. Yeah, you talk about new to that playoff experience. Jordan Bell comes to mind.
And you came prepared. Are we still expecting more champagne baths going
on
here?
Hennessy now. I don't know what champagne is. I'm on
When it came time to spread the love around, Draymond Green was ready to spread the love, all the defensive credit around to his teammates.
You know, everybody thinks my defense is great. I think it's pretty good, but I have a lot of defensive breakdowns out there thinking by myself. And, you know, these guys cover up for me, so I can't act like it's just me, you know, out there making everything go. We all work out together, and, you know, that's how our defense is so great.
Draymond had nothing but love for anyone who went to battle with him wearing a Golden State Warrior uniform. He still had no love for one of those Cleveland Cavaliers. He calls him out by name afterwards. People were talking about, hey, did Draymond Green just snub Tristan Thompson in that handshake line? Well, today he basically said, yes, I did.
We just cut from a different cloth. You know, there's a lot of guys in this league. They soft. We just cut from a different cloth.
That's real.
That's all I really got. We just ain't cut the same. I told one of them dudes from Cavs after the game, he tried to shake my hand. I said, Tristan, we ain't cut the same.
I told one of them dudes from the Cavs, no respect. And then he goes, Tristan, we ain't cut the same. Boom. Again, wall-to-wall sound courtesies to NBC Sports Bay Area. Obviously, all hands on deck covering the parade today. Them, us, radio, TV. Hey, Kevin Durant, you going to be back for one of these again next year?
Why was that even a discussion? Why were you even talking about that? Yeah, for sure. We want to do this thing again. All the love and support.
That is just fantastic. Again, it was a beautiful day. Smiles on everyone's face. And you know, look, we said this before. I just want to say it again without getting syrupy or sappy on you. But today's a good day for syrup and sap. It really is. Today's a day to hug everybody. Today's a day to love everybody. And there is so much that seemingly divides us when we retreat to the corners of our internet that we prefer, when we consume the things that appeal to the vacuum chambers of information that we find most comfortable. We have become more segregated. We have become less diverse in so many different ways. And then you find something as corny and stupid and as disposable as sports. We root for the same team. That's the only thing we have in common. And that's enough. If you have that one thing in common, you have enough in common to live harmoniously together like forever. Today, not a punch thrown that I saw, not a single person shoved in a direction that was anywhere other than, hey, can you get me a little closer to this thing? Like, the community, the way that we are all tied together by just this one piece of fabric. And that piece of fabric is sports. That's it. That's the only thing we're all here together for today. You're a sports fan. I'm a sports fan, and we just happen to be a fan of this particular team. And so let's get together and celebrate that. And it allows people to put their differences aside and focus on the one thing that we absolutely have in common. And when that happens, beautiful stuff happens. And today was a beautiful expression for the city of Oakland. It was a beautiful expression for the citizens of Oakland, for people who live there, who don't open up newspaper and article one after the other to read about what a lovely place this is to be all the time. You know, there's a lot of bad negative publicity, and to see a day like today just pop with so much genuine happiness, it was beautiful. I mean, it really touches me. It touches my heart a little bit. It really, really does. Today was awesome. It was gorgeous. It was profound. I think the Raiders are nuts for leaving here, and I just wanted to sneak that in.
They are nuts for leaving. I mean, when you saw that today, and just, I agree, Damon, you felt the energy from everyone there. There was a million people there. We were all there for the same thing, cheering on the same team. We were all on the same side, and that is a beautiful thing. And I feel blessed to have been a part of it, and I'm sure the rest of the million people feel just as lucky.
Oakland, I'm proud of you. Not that you needed me to be proud of you, but I'm proud of you. I'm proud of all the Golden State Warriors. I'm proud of our station. I'm proud of the people who work here. I'm proud of the people who run this place. Like, today was a really good day. A really, really good day. And it was an awful lot of fun. And we're about to have a little Steph Curry for you here as soon as he stepped off the parade float. But real first, let's talk to a couple people who were hopefully there, got to see it today. And we'll start with one of my favorites, Ange in Oakland. How are you, Ange?
What's up, Dave? How you doing, bro?
Doing great, man.
Hey, man, I'm just coming from the doctor's office, man. I broke my hand. Got a little cast on it. When I found out that I wasn't going to be the one on the float, man, I got a little emotional. You know what I mean? I wanted to come out there and turn it up with some of that hand stuff. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. Put a cast around that. I'm telling you, man, that's something else. Ange, did you get to the parade today? Did you get to see any of it?
Bruh, I saw some of them online, man. I had to come get this money so I can keep getting that hand.
There you go.
Told my boss, I told him last year, I was like, when they win again, I'm going to the parade. He told me, if they win again and you go to the parade, you better try to get a job with them. You know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely.
So I was trying to get on that flow, so maybe you and me and you can do something.
I tried. You know, if I could rig a contest for you, I would. The fact that you weren't on the float with us, Ange, is obvious. I'm not over here rigging contests. I'll tell you.
People should know that about you, Dan. Exactly, man, because I thought you you would throw me a little bit like Alvin. Just keep them on, like, just hold them down. I got them. You know what I mean? But you're a true player for not doing that. I'll catch you on the flip side.
Thank you, Ange. You are the best. Appreciate you. Angelica giving us a call from Vallejo. Angelica, did you make it down to the parade today?
Hey, Damon and Gianna, yes, I did.
Excellent.
Did you have a good time?
I had a great time, and I just wanted to touch on your point about community. You know, we got there at 6:30. We were at the fence, and then as soon as the parade started, you know, little kids want to get to the front, so we let them, and that's what it's all about, you know?
It was great. I'm glad that, you know, people were, hey, is that a small kid? Is he having trouble seeing? Put him on my shoulders. Put him up front.
Absolutely.
Like, people were being good to kids. I saw a whole bunch of kids climbing on stuff they probably weren't allowed to climb on. Everyone trying to get a better view. It was just great. And I'll tell you, the only thing I saw was kids today. I saw kids who were like bona fide kids. I saw high school kids. I saw college kids. I saw kids the age of about 70, 80 years old. Kids everywhere. The one kid who is without a doubt the prodigal kid of the Golden State Warriors is Steph Curry. Steph Curry is a huge part of the reason why we just enjoyed yet another parade through Oakland. And when the parade was over, the staging area for the end of the parade was at the Oakland Museum. Buses started to arrive. We were there when Steph Curry just got off his parade route bus, and he was nice enough to give us about 5 minutes of time. Three-time NBA champ Steph Curry just got done with the parade route. You guys know how to throw one hell of a party here in the city of Oakland.
It's not us. It's all of Dub Nation. We have fun doing what we do, but today is not a day without, you know, our fan base and them showing out like they did. I don't know how many people were here, but it felt like the most that we've seen in a parade. And just to be able to celebrate with the city that supports us all year round, that means a lot.
Steph, I think 16-1 last year spoiled everybody almost a little bit too much. They expected all to be easy. Houston was a little bit of a struggle. And then here you come into the NBA Finals and you sweep the Cavaliers. Is that the perfect ending to a season that was defined by an awful lot of struggle for you guys?
It was tough. I mean, I've tried to summarize the year based on what the expectations were going into the season, what we accomplished last year, even in 2015, 2016. This year was totally different. We were fighting human nature a little bit, and the mental fatigue of chasing the championship for 4 years straight, injuries. Our best lineup only played 42 games together throughout the regular season. And we had some worthy opponents in the playoffs that, you're right, 16-1, even for us, like, it was a different type of smack in the face to understand. Well, winning a championship is hard. This year we checked off some boxes that we hadn't done before. Obviously winning the conference finals without home court advantage and, you know, sweeping the Cavs in the finals. So all that to say, you know, we're back-to-back champs. You got my third one, and just happy to be a Warrior.
All right, so now with championships come experience. You are now experienced on the court. You're experienced in the parade route. Tips for a championship parade. What you know, what you implement today that you didn't know the last couple years, but today you're a crafty vet, you knew.
That's a great question, because I had a moment. We were about to turn off of 10th Street on the Broadway. I kind of knew what to expect. This is my third one, and kind of know the lay of the land, the parade route, the fans and all that stuff. I had to really tell myself, like, this is amazing. No matter how much you know, you've been here before, this and that, or it may become monotonous, you know, in that sense. Enjoy this, because, you know, who knows if you ever get back here again because of how hard it is to win a championship. So I got off the bus. I think I ran about 2 miles today.
I got some plyometrics. My calves hurt. I was jumping up and down with fans all down Broadway, all down 20th Street. It was unbelievable. So for me, just have fun and let loose a little bit because it's been a long, you know, nine-month journey.
Absolutely. It's been a long journey since the day you were drafted. It's amazing to see all the little things, all the magical dots. You know, a lot of people just chalk this up to, well, they brought in Durant and it got easy. All the crazy little things, your extension, your ankle injuries, all the trades that Bob made to get Iguodala here to set you guys up, finding Draymond in the second round, like the amount of magical, insane things that had to happen to bring this together are things that are lost on the national media who just want to say, yeah, it's Curry, Durant, it's unfair.
That's exactly why I wore these shorts. I don't know if it's audio, video, you can't. I'm wearing my rookie year shorts.
Those things are old school and glorious, yeah. By the way.
I'm wearing them for a reason because I'm owning this moment. You know, 09, I was drafted to a organization that was in transition a little bit. There's a lot of drama around our team. We won. I don't think we eclipsed a 30 win mark until my third year, maybe my fourth year. And like you said, I've been here since day one. To see like the recipe that went into us becoming a playoff team, a second round playoff team, a championship team in 2015, getting so close in 2016, and being able to have established the culture and identity of what our organization is about, so that a guy like Kevin Durant would feel comfortable coming and making that, you know, move to be a Warrior. I feel very proud about being a part of that from day one. So that's kind of why I wore these shorts, to remind myself of how long I've been on this journey and how much has gone into winning three rings.
Not to mention, if you spill a little something on them, no big deal, right?
No big deal. I might be able to find it.
Hey, congratulations. Couldn't have happened to a better guy and a team that went out and worked for it really hard. Obviously, the expectations will be through the roof next year. Enjoy this one. Kick back, relax, and maybe sometime during the offseason, come on in and do the show, and we really get to talk.
Respect. I might have to do that. I'm going to have some downtime. I got a third baby on the way. It's kind of crazy. Full house, but I might need to have a dad day. So
hey, do it. We'll drop off the baby with Gianna. My wife is here as well. They can babysit. The girls can all get together, and then we can just talk a little shop.
That sounds good.
Thank you very much, Steph. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Dan. Appreciate that.
Absolutely fantastic stuff with Steph Curry. Just off his float from riding through a parade that his city, his team, just did a great job pulling off today in Oakland. It was an awesome day. There were people who said that this parade would be defined as less than. You know, it's the third in 4 years. It's not as special as it used to be. And there's no rally point at the end of the parade route. I don't know if I'm going to go. Well, I don't know what the official crowd estimate was. And I'm not here to guess a number. I'm just going to tell you the crowd was officially listed as large.
Very large.
Large. That was a large crowd by any standard of measurement in any area. That was a large crowd. It was big. And the fact that there wasn't a rally point made the entire parade route the rally point. Guys got off buses to high-five, to talk to people, to really go out and make people feel like they were a part of the parade, even though they weren't walking along in it. Like, this is a parade that I think is pretty much let all these other parades that have followed the formula of quickly get to an X marks the spot point, and then at X marks the spot, tip your cap, say thank yous and speeches, and then goodbye, everybody. This was so much cooler. I would rather get high-fived by any Golden State Warrior than listen to, you know, more speeches and more things. And, like, it was really cool to just see people having fun, not settle down and calm down and stop having fun so they can say a perfectly measured, prepared thing into a microphone while everybody's looking at them, so it's not really their personality. Again, at the rally point, we would not have gotten this.
And you came prepared. Are we still expecting more champagne baths going
on
here?
I don't know what champagne is. I'm going to
Yeah, I don't think we were going to see this at the rally point.
My man, McGee, they hated us.
That is unbelievable. Nick Young, Jordan Bell, all that sound courtesy of NBC Sports. It really was a very, very special day. Kevin Durant, another season, another job well done.
It's just a journey, just being around these guys every day. You know, I see these guys more than I see my family, so I feel like we built a nice bond over the last few years, and it's only getting stronger and stronger, and it showed on the basketball court.
And, you know, it was just an unbelievable response from this team when people started questioning what they could do. Would they do what they had promised, what they sort of took their eye off the ball on? Nah, they got it done. They got it done in spectacular, decisive fashion when it mattered the most. Klay Thompson.
This is not easy. We might have made it look easy a couple of times, but it is so incredibly difficult. And, man, just focus, just fighting complacency, because when you get to the playoffs, you expect to be there instead of enjoying every regular season game. Whether it's a back-to-back getting in at Denver at 2 a.m. or Milwaukee, you got to, you know, love what you do. And we are so lucky to have fans across the country that you don't want to cheat anyone out of a bad performance, because they paid a lot of money for that ticket. And just that was it. And just normal team stuff. Guys get into small bickerments. You know, we rub shoulders a lot. We spend way too much time together. So it's going to be like brotherly love. You're going to fight a couple times. But stuff that it's pretty normal for any team trying to go through this.
I love it. Guys get into small bickerments. Yeah. I'm sure there's some bickering when you are in a high-stress situation around each other in tiny rooms, all of you very large men all the time. Keeping it together, staying together. How many teams in the NBA fracture from within with zero outside pressure even necessary? How many teams splinter in their own locker rooms before their opponent even shows up and scores a single basket against them? There's a third of the NBA that pretty much has a season go to kaput over a night in the club or a gambling debt or a girlfriend every single year. A third of the NBA starts arguing with each other, and that means that is sabotage from within. The fact that the Warriors never have that is as amazing as the copious amounts of talent that they get to enjoy. It's insane. The Warriors are not only more talented than everybody else, they're so much less dramatic than everybody else. That they, I think, are just going to keep rate. How? Look at it this way. I don't know how long this window lasts. I don't know what the rule is. I don't know what the cosmos has in its tumblers for the Golden State Warriors. But they are built to keep this going officially as long as anyone could be built to keep something like this going. Mike in Piedmont. You're on 95.7 The Game, Mike.
Hey, Steve Bruce.
Yeah, Mike.
You hear me?
I got you.
Hey, man. I was just at the parade this morning with a few of my bros. Shout out to David, Troy, James D. You know, we're out there, and it was touted to be a very interactive parade, right?
Yes.
I mean, besides guys going out there and giving high fives off the bus, I didn't see how it was very interactive. I mean, they did the same thing last year. I got a high five from Day Day. It was all good, but I love the parade this year. Of course, I'm happy to celebrate, but
Mike, did you want a lap dance
by Damon Jones?
Yeah, if like Damian Jones gave you a lap dance, would that have been interactive enough for you? If like Ron Adams started just coming grinding on your thigh?
Yeah, that would have done it for me. Thanks,
well,
man.
I'm sorry, Mike. We'll try to get that happen for you next year. Let's get a Ron Adams lap dance for Mike next year, if we could, please. I don't think Ron should have any problem with that. Mike in Oakland, how are you, Mike?
Hey, D. Bruce, I'm doing great, man. What an awesome day. This is my first year being able to go to the parade. You know, I got up at 5 in the morning, drove out there, found a little place to park a little ways away, and then, you know, set up camp. You know, my buddy ended up showing up. And, you know, what you were saying about the whole community thing and getting the little kids up front, you know, there was a young man who was standing behind us, and he was like, you know, super chill young man. You know, we asked his dad, you know, it's like, does he want to come up front? We lifted him up, put him right in between us, made sure he was, you know, getting high fives when they were tossing out the little towels or whatever. My boy caught one. He handed it to the young man. And it turned out that when Jim Barnett drove by, they recognized the kid because he's in JB's granddaughter's class. So it was kind of cool. You know, it was just a great, you know, great day. Anybody who says that the parade was bootsy or whack or, you know, or they didn't want to go or whatever, they're not real fans, man. I mean, I've been wanting to go to the parade every year, and this is my first year of being able to go. I'm so grateful. And
Mike, I'm glad that you went. I'm glad that you had a great time, and I'm glad that you shared your story with everyone, because I think everybody had a spectacular time. People say they wanted it more interactive. Gianna, there was points in the parade where I could lean out of the vehicle that we were in and high-five other people. Like, that's about as interactive as a parade's going to get, right? Like, when you can reach out and touch the people in it, that means there's some interaction. You had players coming off the float. We would stop along the route for, like, 3-4 minutes at a clip so players could, you know, jump back on or off of buses. And we would have conversations with people. I mean, what's more interactive than, oh my gosh, I'm talking to you, I'm in the parade, you're watching the parade, and now we're talking about it while it's happening. Pretty interactive to me. I enjoyed it. I hope you did too. More of your calls, 888-957-9570, and more sound from a memorable day in Oakland. You're on 95.7 The Game.
Woo! Now back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
It's been a very fun day. I got a guy who says, hey, Damon, you think we could talk about a little football, a little baseball? I'm a little Warrior fatigued. Well, tomorrow, I promise you tomorrow, we're going to do a flat-out baseball segment. We haven't done one of those in a really long time. We are going to talk a little football tomorrow. Heck, we might even talk about hockey.
That's right.
What?
Just keep you on your toes. But I can promise you that other stuff is coming the day after the parade. The third parade the Warriors have thrown in 4 years. A beautiful day. Weather cooperating all gosh darn day long. I mean, what more do you want?
Seriously.
It was perfect. I kept on hearing it everywhere we went.
First name Stephen, last name Curry. He came into my life, now everything is less.
Like, the show's working, Gianna. The show gets stuff out there to the people. And what happens here on this show turns into stuff to people tend to use. It's really, really great. It was just fantastic. Absolutely spectacular. A-plus afternoon. That Warriors parade is what parade should be all about. Didn't run to its end point just to stage a rally for VIPs. It marinated out on the route, and we got sunburned.
You did okay.
Did I do okay?
You did okay.
It's not going to be one of those I wake up tomorrow morning and I look like a lobster.
No, I think you're good.
I think I'm going to be okay.
Yep, I think you're good.
I hope I'm going to be okay.
I'm tan now.
You're cocoa butter tan.
Yes, cocoa
Let's
butter
be totally
now.
Honest. This is just a great day, a great afternoon, and you hear some of the concerns already are about next year. Well, how about Kevin Durant alleviating any concerns about him going anywhere else next year?
Why was that even a discussion? Why were you even talking about that? Yeah, for sure. We want to do this thing again. All the love and support.
They're going to do this thing again. Sounds good to me. Joe Lacob had to say this about this run to the championship this year.
I don't think about it too much, Bob, but I will say it's been said the last few days about that. It's an amazing stat. In fact, we've played enough playoff games to be for another season. 83, is it, or something like that, over the last several years. And it is really amazing. I mean, it's now beyond even my expectations, which are pretty high. So we're very proud of our organization, our players, and our fans who have really driven us to these heights.
You know, after 16-1, there was no, like, oh, so when your backs were against the wall, you really came out and responded. Their backs were never against the wall at 16-1. Their backs were put against the wall by Houston, and they came off of that wall to respond and fight back. And some people still want to score that as a demerit. It's not. When you go and you win a 7-game series on the road, it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. It's actually a testament to how tough you are. People will tell you, well, they're so soft they got into that situation. Soft teams roll over and die in that situation. The Warriors didn't. Steph Curry.
I mean, we usually respond when our back's against the wall, and that was a situation we haven't been in, any combination of guys on the stage, and to have to win two in a row without having home court advantage, just to get to the finals, let alone trying to win a championship. We had so much confidence in ourselves, no matter how the series that went up to that point, that we could turn it around, and obviously we did. So Clay said, all the work that you put into it, and the blood, sweat, and tears that you leave out on the floor, regular season, training camp, into the playoffs, that all shows up at the right time, and that's what happened.
Very cool. Very, very cool. Without a doubt, though, the single best sound we got today comes from one Nick Young. Swaggy Champ is here.
That means I'm at the ultimate level. I'm at the top. It's nothing higher than Swag Champ, and that's me. You know, JaVale could come up with his own name. That's Pierre.
Pierre, two times. You know who it is.
Pierre, two times. Ives bust in the building. All summer 18 is shirtless. You know, yeah. From the bottom to the top, that's where we at, baby. Most hated it. And I love winning the champ with my man, McGee. They hated us. Yes.
And I really look, I don't know when it happened. I want to trace it back to J.R. Smith last year or 2 years ago in Cleveland. Was he the one who started the shirt off style at these parades? Was it J.R. Smith who started the shirt off thing? Because Swaggy shirt was off, JaVale shirt was off. We had some shirtless Golden State Warriors today. Luckily, Steve Kerr, Bob Myers, Joe Lacob all kept their shirts on. You know, it's funny. I didn't even see Steve today.
You know what? He was getting off just as we were coming back to the station.
I did.
Because his bus just pulled up.
Yeah, of course they got him. You know, where do you think Steve's going to be in the parade? Well, he's going to be Santa Claus at the end of the Thanksgiving Day parade. He's going to end the parade, right? You got to bring in those guys last, the big hitters. You know, no one starts the concert with Stairway to Heaven.
No, you want to keep him around.
Yeah, you want to keep that for the encore. So Steve finally does cross the finish line. What are we going to talk to Steve on Wednesday, Albie? Is that the plan? It's a TBD situation. Thursday. Could possibly happen on Thursday. A little exit interview with Steve Kerr. We did an interview with Steph Curry today as he was exiting the bus, having just gotten off the parade route, and we'll have that for you a little bit later on. Want to go out and take some of your calls. 888-957-9570, and especially, I'd like to hear from you if you were there today. But that doesn't disqualify you from calling. If you weren't there today, if you had to watch or just listen on radio, we'd love to hear from you. Today's a day for celebration for Warriors fans, and tomorrow, all that other stuff. But today, we lit, fam. Let's go to Stacy in Oakland. Stacy, thanks for the call.
Hey.
Hi,
Mr. Bruce. Hi. What? I was right in front of you today, waving at you.
Did I wave right back to you, Stacy? Did we have?
No, you didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But check this out. I've never listened to you guys on the radio until like 3 months ago. I was like forced to listen because my dude Alex Harris is in the car. He said,
"What's up, Bruce?"
He said, "Thanks for repping the Bay on the herd. You're so cute, right?"
Well, thank you.
Wow.
I've always said the same thing, but no women.
I know.
Really disagree with me.
You are so cute. I was waving at all of you guys. I was right in the front, like I could reach out and touch you.
Oh, Stacy, I'm so sorry that we missed our moment. Our eyes could have locked,
you surely did.
It could have been something.
Did.
You know what? It feels special, even though you got your guy with you right there. I'm glad we're having this moment right now. That's beautiful. Thank you, Stacy. What do you like?
He makes me listen to you every day on the way home from work. I have to turn off everything, and we drive all the way home listening to you.
That's hey, Bruce.
Yeah.
Hey, Bruce, this is Alex. I saw you on the herd a couple of weeks ago. Man, you did a good job.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I tell you what, Alex, Stacy, if anyone asks, you are now the official couple of
yes.
the Damon Bruce Show. If it's
right on.
If anyone wants to know...
We- We got it.
It's you. Stacy and Alex, the official couple
of
the
day. I was at the parade, too. I was there. I saw JaVale with his shirt off. I saw everything. I was right in front of Steve Kerr.
That's awesome. That's fantastic.
It was good. It was good. It was interactive. Like that dude said, it wasn't, I'm with you. Did he want them to do a lap dance on him? Because they were totally just into the crowd. I loved it.
I thought it was great. Stacy, thank you so much. Alex, thank you. I appreciate it. Let me tell you, that whole, I was forced to listen to you at first, but then I started doing it of my own free will. I hear that story a lot.
I hear that story a lot.
A lot of people are forced into listening to this show before they, you know, like all like Stockholm syndrome. They eventually start having sympathy for your captors.
Yes.
Stockholm syndrome. It might be the key ingredient of this show's success. I'm not going to be.
It works.
Seriously, it might be why it works. No, thank you very, very much. I'm glad.
She was adorable.
The show now has an official couple.
Stacy and Alex.
Love them. Let's go to Sharon in Alamo. How are you, Sharon?
Hi, great. How are you today?
Excellent. Thank you. Did we make eye contact at the parade?
No, unfortunately.
Aww.
So this was the first time I've been able to make it to the parade, and I took my son, and I guess it's a matter of where you were along the route. We were first row on 19th Street, and the only interaction there was with Jordan Bell. He made my son's day by getting a high five from him. But other than that, they just, you know, rode by on their buses and not going to the previous parades. I didn't know if this, because I had seen it before on TV where it looked like they got off the buses before also. So it just didn't seem to be the hype. This is interactive. And I get it, but I also, I guess it was just where you were along the parade route.
Yeah, there was a little luck certainly involved with whose hand you got to high five or what player got off the bus while they were stopped right in front of you. You know, a little serendipity certainly will help your afternoon. But, you know,
yeah.
You brought your son, Sharon. Your son got a high five from a drunk NBA rookie celebrating a championship. That's a pretty good day, right?
I guess that's why he got the high five. That's pretty good. A couple of them were up on top. They drove right by pretty quickly, and they were up talking to their, you know, family or peeps when they were up going by. So that was just a little disappointing because you would hope that they'd be waving the whole way and looking at the fans.
Well, Sharon, let's just be totally honest. When you and I failed to make eye contact, the entire day was ruined right there, right?
Well, yeah. Okay. I did. But, yeah, drunk Jordan Bell made my son's day, so there you go.
Well, that's good. I hope you had a good time. I really, really do. I got a guy here on the text line who said, you want more interaction? What about live roaming games of horse?
That would be crazy.
Maybe horse is a little bit too long. What about a live roaming game of pig? Maybe pigs will. How about a live roaming game to three on three? That'd be cool.
Yeah,
get a little shooting contest for fans
cool.
along the way. Look, it was billed as a more interactive parade. Obviously, not every single person got to have a one-on-one conversation with the Golden State Warrior today, but they really, I think, did a good job condensing the parade. Narrowing its length a little bit and narrowing the streets, I thought. And I don't know if it was construction that did that in some places, but it really felt like we were going down tight alleyways and lanes,
yeah.
Not just big broad streets at times.
No, it definitely felt that way. You could reach out and actually touch people that were lined up there to see the parade. So, yeah, it was definitely. I do get the buses. Maybe next year they'll do something different so you can have a better visual.
I understand,
you're looking up.
Right, I understand they want the players up there so everyone can see them. And, you know, at some of these intersections, like, I think you have to be up above the crowd to realize the depth of that crowd.
Yeah.
I mean, there are certain intersections where the crowd is 30 deep.
It's crazy.
30 deep. That's 30 rows of human beings before you get to the last row where there's always some guy holding a kid up. You know? So... It was a special day. I hope you all had a great time, whether you got the exact player in the exact moment in the exact location you were standing or not. I hope the overall theme of the day washed over you and you went home totally satisfied. This is Dave. Dave is calling us from Martinez. What's up, Dave?
Hey, Damon. Hey, G. I'll tell you what. It was pretty hot to start of the morning there with the sun on my face, but I think we were at the at one of the last bends towards the end of the parade, and when Klay Thompson came over and showered us with God only knows what he had in that bottle, cooled it down real quick and got us right back into the game. So it was awesome to get that experience and catch you guys not too later after there. So that was pretty awesome.
Oh, thank you, Dave. Thanks for being there. Thanks for waving. Thanks for shouting out. I mean, a lot of eye contact with people today.
Definitely.
A lot of pointing at people. Gianna gave me all sorts of beauty pageant waving tips.
I was making
figure eights. You got to involve that lower. You got to involve the elbow. It's not just all wrist action.
And a lot of pointing.
Yeah, a lot of pointing. A lot of that guy.
Yeah, pretty much a lot of that.
What guy do you like? I like that guy.
I loved all the kids, too, because when you made eye contact with the kids and you started waving, they could not have been more excited, because I guarantee half of them didn't know who we were, but their parents probably might listen, you know, because if their parents were excited. But the kids were like, yeah, I don't know you, but I'm going to wave.
By the way, nothing gets more fired up than a 7-year-old kid who's like on his fourth pixie stick in the afternoon, and he makes eye contact with you in the parade, and he just starts jumping and screaming at nothing.
It was so cool. Yeah.
It's like, if that kid's that excited to see Dan Dibley, wait till Andre Iguodala gets here.
We had a fun time on the float. And, I mean, it was great hanging out with the morning show and everybody. Jesse and Paula, our listeners who won an opportunity to be on there. It was really, really fun.
It was great. Here's what we're doing next year. We're doing the whole thing drunk.
We didn't do that this year? No, I'm kidding.
No, we didn't do that this year. We did not do that this year because we are professional. Next year, we're getting drunk. Next year, we're throwing stuff off the parade float, whether we're asked to or not. We were told not to. We couldn't throw stuff. No, I mean, like, obviously, you can't throw bricks into the crowd.
But we can get down and hand things out. I want to get down and hang out and say hi to everybody because we couldn't get on and off of our float. We
want
to
high five some people.
Yeah, I want to high five and say hello, take selfies, do all that fun stuff. It was fun.
It was a great day.
Next year.
Such a great day. Let's go to, we would like our own car. I'm not going to lie. And you know what? I'm going to take it a step further. Joe Lacob, by the way, Joe Lacob's car today hasn't even been invented yet. Joe Lacob arrived in something from the future today.
It's crazy. I took a picture of it. It was insane. It's like this crazy BMW thing.
It was this BMW that honestly, it looked fast as hell sitting parked.
And it was so quiet. You couldn't hear it when they turned it on. It was nuts.
It had the Lamborghini doors on it. Oh, it was this thing was. Look at it this way. My wife went home with the car. Not Joe Lacob, not me. She just took the car home. Like, seriously, it was hot. Hottest thing there was the car that Lacob was in, with the exception of the car that Bob Myers was in. There was a group of Northern California lowriders that came in to be part of the float today, part of the parade. These lowriders, oh my God, they were gorgeous. There was this jet black Chevy Impala that was just,
yeah,
gorgeous.
It was pretty.
Gorgeous. And I'm not even a car guy. I don't get goofy about cars. I really don't. That was awesome. This is Raul in San Francisco. Raul, what do you got?
Damon, Bruce, you guys are awesome all the time. And I know those guys that were in those lowriders. One is my brother. He had the 1975 trophy, and that's one of his lowriders.
That was cool. Some of those lowriders were carrying the old trophies as well. That was very, very cool. That was your brother? Cool.
That was my brother. His name's Roberto Hernandez. He's the lowrider council for the Northern San Francisco. And
like you have to be Latino to be in this club, right? Like, you wouldn't let a white guy like me in this club, would you?
Oh, hell yeah.
Really?
We got some white guys in there.
Just need a car, David.
Come on down.
All right, well, now all I need is a lowrider, and I can be in this club.
Get you a 1960.
If you got $45,000, yeah, that's no problem. But you know what? This is my first time because I've always worked during these
Raul, don't listen. Raul, just talk to us. Turn your radio down and talk to us.
All right. This is my first time going to a Warriors parade because the last time I had to work. Wow.
Yeah.
Wait until they come to San Francisco.
It was
fantastic.
Wait
until they come to San Francisco.
Yeah, look, the only other parade I've ever been in has been up Market Street. And That was dramatic as hell. That was
cool.
That was amazing. And again, I do not know what the count was today. That was a million people. I don't know what today was. I don't know what today was. But that certainly in 2010, 12, that was a million people. And that was something else. But I'm not here to measure one against the other or compare one against the other. They were two totally unique entities. And it the thing that they shared in common was just miles of smiles, man.
Yeah.
I mean, there was not one face today that wasn't beaming with happiness. It was really what a special day. And you know, we got this gig in radio that allows us to never really go to work in our lives. Like that's how am I most successful? Well, I'm most successful because I never deal with career stress, because I love coming in here. If I won the lottery tomorrow and money were never a question, I'd do my show at 3 o'clock tomorrow.
We are lucky enough to, our job is our passion.
We love what we do.
Yes, we do.
We love what we do. We get to play, we get to play in the toy section our entire adult lives. The fringe benefit of what we do, we'll never be living in a mansion.
No.
You know, like we'll never take that 2-year sabbatical to travel the globe. We'll never have money like that. Our children won't be summering in Italy or anything like that. None of that. We'll never be rich, wealthy, powerful people. Which sucks, because I kind of wanted to be one of those.
However,
the amount of rich, wealthy, powerful people that'll never get to ride in a float in a championship parade, it's endless. We are so appreciative of the opportunity we got today, of the opportunity I got in 2012. And I want you to know that it's not wasted on us. We really, really cherished every moment of today. And Oakland, you are a great sports city. I know that we have said otherwise on this program at other times. I know that we have used some of the conditions that exist in Oakland to render a judgment upon these fans. And for that, I apologize and I am sorry. And I will never do that again. The city of Oakland is a great sports town. I wish they had greater sports owners in it. I really did. I really do. It was fantastic today. And I don't know how many more versions of today that city has left. So these are always special because you never know when they're going to come. And they certainly become even more special when you know that they're numbered. So today was very, very special, and we were thrilled to be there. This is Joe in Pinole. Joe, you're on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, David, great show, man. Listen, the Celtics, I mean, not the Celtics, I'm a Celtics fan, but I'm loving what the Warriors are doing, though. Just think back a little while ago, man, remember a 5-game winning streak with Jared Jack and Mark Jackson at the coach? That was the mountain, you know?
No, yeah. Oh, the Warriors have won 5 in a row. I mean, stop the presses. Oh, we would. We were ready to give Mark Jackson Coach of the Year when they would have a good month. I mean, and look, Mark actually did more for this franchise than we want to admit. He did install some defensive values which have crept into these championship seasons, have defined these championship seasons, and the Warriors played zero defense for Don Nelson before Mark Jackson started. So it was really. Joe, I'm glad you brought that up. Thank you so much for the call today. We're at the top of the hour. We don't have any more time to take any calls here. What we're going to do is come on back, and we're going to end today with the man who pretty much gave us a big portion of today. My one-on-one with Stephen Curry, the minute he got off the parade float, is coming up to you at 6 o'clock. After that, what we're going to do is sell you a commemorative basketball that celebrates the Warrior Championship. Teams win things, people sell things. That's how it works. I thank all of you for tuning in today. Don't you go anywhere. Still plenty coming up. And, of course, Rick Tittle has a little A's dugout show for you at 6:15 tonight. We're going to come on back with the champ himself, the 3-time champ, Steph Curry, fresh off the float, fresh out of the parade, coming up next here on 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.